We continue Bezer Hashem Yisbarach. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sim Kuf Tzadiches Sif Dalet. B'chol Meisim by all Niftarim, Hamimahar Mehutzilim Nuchosai, somebody who is quick to bury the Niftar Reza Meshubach, that is better. Avav V'imoy Shechayv Las be done by parents with a Zechayiv to say a Hespid, will Karnam Harbe and to cry over their Ptira, Hamar Lehutzilim. Somebody who's quick to take them out actually erase them a gunim. It's not that nice. Elmken hoy erev Shabbos erev Yontif, unless it's Friday or erev Yontif, I show you because the Shabbos is alfal amito. It's raining. There, of course, it's the kavod hames to do the levay as quickly as possible. So if hey, im yesh dei mesim, if there's two people to do a levayim, zeh shemes tchila, ois maitzin ois tchila. The one who passed away first is the one that we do the levay first. Then the second one. Lach cover Sharishan after they bury the first person, and I'm done love a shura. We don't make the shura, which is made after the levayim. Then I'm done love birchas avelim tanchumi avelim. We don't say the birchas avelim, nor the tanchumi avelim. Kadesh loy la'akiv kvur sasheni in order not to delay the kvura of the second mace. However, l'halom Sharishan b'nei kvoda, if for the various reasons we've explained, they want to delay the levaya of the first person. Amak from Sosheni, that's not a reason not to do the second person's levaya. B'shvil zeh, al-kayvon ha-sumiyad, we right away do that kvura. The reason we don't take two niftarim out at the same time, because we want to show each nifter the proper kavod. And the reason we do the first person's levaya first is because of the rule of Eimavir Malamitzus, we always do the first one first. Sif Vav, however, Mechat Tamad Chochem, if one of these Niftarim is a Tamad Chochem, Vechna Amaretz, and the other one is an Amaretz, Maitzina Sa Tamad Chochem Tchil, we do the Tamad Chochem first. Afilum Amaretz Meis Tchila, even if the Amaretz passed away first. Ish V'isha, if it's a man and a woman, Maitzina Sa Isha Tchil, we do the Levi of the woman first. Afilam Ishmael Tchila, even if the man died first. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says regarding Miriam, V'tamasham Miriam V'tekavasham, there's specifically a point that by a woman, Samach Lamisa Kfura, right after they pass away to do the Kfura as quickly as possible. Siv Zayin Kalamari, the Mazal Adam Kosh Shemes. Anyone who cries over the passing of an tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sofer V'Menicham V'Beis Genozov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes those tears and puts them away. V'esh V'ezeh Tikkun L'Avayim Keri, V'atzol L'Banav V'Ketanim V'Misa, it's a way to prevent one from losing Chas V'Shalom young children, Rachman Tzlan. There's a very big mitzvah to do a hesped on a mace properly, as we find Avram Avinu set a hesped on Sarah. The mitzvah applies both to the person who's saying the hesped and to people who are listening to the hesped. It's considered an act of chesed, attending and saying the hesped or the nifter. And the point of the hesped is to speak about the virtues of this person and to cause people to cry, and as we just learned, the importance of crying at a levaya. And it's also included in the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. The hesped is extremely beneficial for the neshama of the nifter, because if people at the hesped do tshuva, think of tshuva, that's a schus for the nifter. When this person is about to give din v'cheshbin, all the good things that he's done come and act on his behalf. The hesped helps his neshama go to the proper place in Gan Eden. It takes away from him any tsar that comes at that point. It saves him from Megehenim. And it helps that his children should hear about their parent and learn that they should continue in their good ways. And we know Shari Demois Loi Nilalu. If people cry to Hesped, that's a moment where Kadosh Baruch Hu hears those tefillas. It's important to mention all the virtues of the person who passed away. But it's also important not to over-exaggerate. The minig is that a little more, the minhag is that a little more than what is said, than what is true may be said. When the same, and this doesn't just apply at the Levayim, when people come to Menachem Avil, it's important to speak about the how great that person was, and the same thing as the minig is, they put that, they write those things on the matseva of the niftam. If somebody sees a levaya and doesn't participate, he's over an aveira that he didn't do something, he should at least walk along from four amos. This is all included in the mitzvah of a haftal rei kamecha. It's included in the mitzvah of gemilas chesed. Of course, we here learned that four amos is the minimum, but there's as much as one can participate in a levaya, that for every part of the participation, there's a separate mitzvah. In a place where a person is not escorting the mace all the way to the kvura, one has to stand as the Aaron goes by. He's not standing in honor of the nifter. The people who are involved in the burial are doing an important mitzvah, and this person standing there is helping that mitzvah be performed, showing honor to the people who are doing the mitzvah. And therefore, this talach, when anyone is doing a mitzvah, we have to show honor to those who do mitzvahs. The Mishnah teaches when people would bring bikurim, would travel the bikurim, everybody would stand in their honor. And this is the reason why people stand when they bring the baby into the bris milah, because they're standing in honor of those who are doing this important mitzvah. Siftes, b'zmanazim stamakol ish Yisrael, we could assume that everyone has learned mikro mishnah, has learned chumash and mishnayis, or kushemes, and therefore when such a person passes away, mevatl afilo talmud Torah, we are mevatl talmud Torah, we stop our learning, kedei l'lavas esoy to escort them. Ach l'isha, for a woman, a tinig, noigin l'hakel, shloy levatl talmud Torah b'shol levaya, by a woman or a child, we don't do so. But if we have a woman who also acted as she was supposed to act, she did chesed, she learned what she was supposed to learn, a woman who is a wife or of a Talmud Chacham, a woman who is an important woman, did great things, has the same halacha. But Tanakh Shabbos Rabbam, aim is batim klal, but children who are learning in yeshiva, in day school, we should not stop them for learning. Even for building the Beis HaMikdash, such individuals were not interrupted. At a levaya, we have to be most careful that men and women should not mingle. When they go to the cemetery, certainly when they return from the cemetery, it can be dangerous. Those that are carrying the Aron should not wear sandals, shoes and kpedim. So if you base, kishimagim and meis l'erech shloshim amim in a kever, when we get about 30 amis from the kever, yamdi imay kolava amis, those that are carrying the Aron should stop every four amis, kidei shiamdu sheva pomim k'negi sheva modus, so they should stop for a total of seven times before they get to the actual kvura. That's called mamodus. Shem k'neged havolim shebekelis. They correspond to the seven times Shlomo HaMelech says in Kelis Hevel. The shiva meduri gehenim. They corresponded to the number of shiva meduri gehenim. The shina din machofim ameis. And they correspond to the seven things that happen to a nifter. The yishu ma'at shom. And they should stop every time after the Dalet Amis. Kigzek tzas kapara l'meis. That will help the meis have a kapara. On a day where tachnan is not set, ain't tzrichim lahamid. We don't have to do the mamodus. Ki az ain adin kosher. It's not such a severe day. Sifya Gimmick Shabbat Basic Forest, when they get to the Basic Forest, Mi Shaloy Rasakfarm Shlashim Yaim, whoever did not see a kever for 30 days, Tsarch Lavarch should say the Bracha Shiatzar Eschem Bedin, Vat Chak Omer Atta Gibar, the beginning of Shemon Esra Adl Chayas Amesim. Sifya Dal Akach Omer Tzidaka Din, afterwards Tzidaka's Din is made, which is said, which starts with the words Atzur Tumim Pa'olab, Echman Avail Maskim, one of the Availim should start saying it, Vim Ein Shom Avail, if there are no Availim, Hamufla Shisham, the most important person they should start it. On a day where Tachnun is not said, we don't say Tzedakah Din either. Therefore, Tzedakah Din is not said at Elvai of Friday afternoon after Chatzos. We came by Erev Yontov, and Erev Yontov we don't say it. Aval by Erev Hashchodesh, Erev Chanukah, Erev Purim, Oimrim Gam Lach Chatzos Yom. On those days we say Tzedakah Din even after Chatzos. For Tam Chacham, we say Tzedakah Din Gam Belag BaOmer UBiYom Shlach Rish Chodesh Sivan At Shvuas UBeTishabav UBeRev Rosh Hashanah Kodem Chatzos Yom. By Tam Chacham, we say Tzedakah Din on those days. Sif Tazvav Belayla, a Levaya that takes place at night. Ain Omrim Loi Tzedakah Din Veloi Kaddish Beisak Foros. We don't say Tzedakah Din, nor is Kaddish said in the Beisak Foros. Sif Tazayin Av Tinik Pachas Mishloishim Yom. On a child that was less than 30 days old when he was nifter, also ain oimrim tzedakah din. We don't say tzedakah din.